Hi, this is Diane Peters from jcharvestinvestments.com. How are you doing today? I hope your day is going well. I had a pretty slow morning. My back is still giving me a fit. I was in so much pain yesterday. I was in just like denial of it. But I did a crazy thing this weekend. But I love my grandson, so I went out to his football game, and I love my Hayden. And I was sitting there with a baseball cap on my head and a scarf that actually you could see through. And we were sitting by water. And I am telling you, to the core of my insides, inner sides of my bones, I was cold. And then in the afternoon, I had the pleasure of attending the wedding of our dear friends and like my second family. My pastor and his beautiful family and his, I love Robert and Alina. They're so cute. I just love them. But they had a tent and it was cold. And even though I wore this fur hat on my head and this fur jacket, I was still cold. So I relaxed on Sunday, but I don't know if you've ever had a musculoskeletal injury and your ligaments are pulled aside, you'll realize at this point in your life, at my age, I can't do what I used to do. But even when I was younger, one thing that I knew, the cold, extreme cold, affects that side of the left side of my body. So today I got up and I was able to do some yoga for back pain, and that relieved some of the tension and stress, because when you get in pain, you're all tensed up. And one thing I realized, and one thing I had to do with this scenario, the way my life is, the way my body is I had to change my eating habits. I really did. It's been over, I'd say at least 20, 25 years that I've gradually started this direction of my life. I didn't want to call it a diet. I call it lifestyle change. And, you know, I take pieces of different things from the materials that I read. And so, you know, I'm always remembering this line my mom used to say. She said, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Now, I heard that originally, I don't know where it originated, but Ben Franklin said that. And that used to be something my mother would always say to us, you know, waking us up or going to bed or whatever. It was what she always used to like to quote things. But the older I got, and once I had my first car accident, I realized I had to get healthy. And I had to define it not according to these experts that are out there. I had to define it according to my body. So I went on my gluten-free for a minute, and then I changed it and went back to eating whatever I felt like eating, gained a lot of weight. Then went on different eating pattern, mostly eating protein once I found out what protein was about. And I heard somebody say that they think protein converts to sugar. That's wrong. Protein, it breaks down a lot slower in your body, so your glucose level doesn't rise as quickly. But I've never heard that it turns to carbs, because carbs are carbs. And let's face it, there's refined sugars, anything processed. Vegetables are carbs. But the more natural I eat my food, the better my body breaks it down. See, at one point when I was in my 30s, I was diagnosed with GERD, had all these tests and everything like that, was on the purple pill. The purple pill gave me agita, an upset stomach, and then a gluten. I mean, I can just name all the different things. Now, one person said, it's because of the accident you had. You broke down the ligaments and your spine, the nerve endings, got pulled away. Only God knows why this is happening. You know, I just know that right now, this point in my life, I can't tolerate the grains. So I'm more of a paleo-based type of diet, way of eating. You know, refined sugar's gone. You know, I have to really concentrate on the protein and vegetables more. My only form of starch, well, I guess I really don't have a lot of starch in my diet. When I think about it, you know, I have my occasional treats that my snacks are like the mixed nuts, and I might throw some dried apricot or cranberry in there. But I have to be honest with you, the healthier I eat, the healthier I think, and the healthier I am. And that has made a big difference in my life. you know, being conscious of everything that I put in my mouth. And I told you when I first had my first accident, somebody said to me, you know, what is your body saying? That was so foreign to me. I was like almost inside laughing at this person. My body doesn't talk. Even now when I do my yoga with Adrian, I'm still, you know, when she says, whatever your body says, it's still, you know, I still crack up a little. But honestly, they're telling the truth. Our bodies do speak to us. When my body is inflamed after a weekend that I had, extreming, you know, going and going and going and not giving it time to rest, I tell you, I'm in extreme pain. And the one area I totally am struggling with is that relaxed thing, that early to bed part. I am working on that so hard because historically, I used to live off of 4 hours of sleep. Couldn't get any more. I think I told you, I did the biofeedback when I first got injured. That didn't go very well. The technicians who were doing it, and I had it done twice, kept saying to me, this is so unusual. We've never had someone whose brain just constantly keeps going. Now, I've heard that people who have ADHD, that they struggle with that, but I can focus, I can relax, I just never liked it. But now I'm realizing deep breathing, relaxation, controlling what I can control, which, first of all, my daughter just said to me, you know, Mom, when we were going through that trial, you seemed so relaxed. It's because I let God take care of things I can't handle. And I am humble enough to mention to all of you, I can barely take care of myself. I can't worry about what you're doing, what you're not doing. Not my job. Not my job. I just have to manage what I can manage and let go of the things I can. And even, I'm not telling you I don't think about these things, but the minute I do, I just go to God and I say, listen, you know all the answers here. I don't. I'm not even going to try. If I see somebody struggling through something, oh, it breaks my heart. I'm praying. I'm in more prayer 24 hours a day. I'm focusing on God. God, is there anything you can do here? I know you're the only one who can cure. You're the perfect healer. These are my conversations throughout the day. So that is one way I'm learning to relax. Now, I told you just recently, I took up yoga. I always swore I'd never do that. But I'm telling you, my back was bothering me yesterday so badly that I was on my heat pad just about 24/7. It would relax for a minute. I'd get off. I'd get right back on. So today I just woke up and I did some yoga for back pain. And that relieved even more of the pain. So with my life now the way it is, I have to do all things natural. Somebody told me it's probably because of the way I started eating 20, 30 years ago. Preservatives I kicked out, I'd say at least 25 years ago, because I realized they used to get me sick to my stomach. So now I'm working on the relaxation part of it, that early to bed. That is some area that I, to be honest with you, I have not perfected. Not that I've done 100% with my eating, but I do try to make all my meals from scratch. When I go out, I realize I can't always do that. So I'm not a great let's go out and eat person. You know, I have to be so cautious because I'm not in control of that kitchen. And it gets to the point that if I eat something that's not healthy or is going to affect my body negatively or cause the pain to aggravate, and I don't know if you all know this, but sugar causes pain. The fungus that's in our body feeds off of white sugar. It does. It just does, like it or not. So if you're eating a lot of sugar, recognize one thing. What's growing inside of you is a fungi. And my friend Cheryl Bonomo can even tell you even more. She really knows about this stuff. I mean, I whenever I think about, I've gone to different naturopaths, integrated doctors. I always think about Cheryl because the way she eats, the way she talks about food, she has studied it so in-depthly that she, you know, I'm telling you, the first time I was told that gluten was not my friend, I was 40 years old, and she did this test on me. I forget what they call it, but basically she touched different parts of my body, and she told me back then, you have to watch the gluten in your diet. Back then, I didn't even know what that was. And I'll be honest with you, I used to go to California a lot. And when I was out in California, they knew how to eat healthy. You name a healthy place, they had it. So I'm happy now that on the East Coast, healthy eating is more of it's a buzzword, let's face it. It's very marketable. Gluten-free, they say gluten-free everything. But see, gluten-free can have wheat flour. It can have corn. Corn and I don't get along. You know how sad I am about that. I love popcorn, but I can't eat it. I can't eat it. Can't even eat corn on the cob anymore. So whenever somebody says this is gluten-free, I always have to say, is white rice flour in it? Is corn flour in it? So I can't do those things. So I guess I'm more of a paleo eating. They don't believe in the grains. I don't think I ever want to be a vegan. No regards. My niece, Issa, when I see her menus, she's a vegan babe. If you're on Instagram, check her out. The food makes you want to become a vegan. I do. I look at that and I told her, Issa, if I was in Atlanta, I'd be eating that food like crazy. She has a delivery service. It's called Vegan Babe 2, I think it is. The number 2. Check out her Instagram page. You will go crazy because her mom even tells me she doesn't even like to cook. I can't believe that because everything on that looks excellent. But unfortunately for me, I can't do corn, flour. I read a book called No Grains, No Pain. The guy was truthful what he said about, at least for my body, grains, if I eat too much of them, cause a lot of pain. I read that book January 10th, 2017. Stop eating all grains, including rice. And I'll be honest with you, when the weather changes, my body doesn't go with it. And that's what used to happen before when I was on grains. So I'm saying all this to say, healthy, wealthy, and wise. You've got to find what's healthy, wealthy, and wise for you. You really do. You can't follow all these diets. Now the keto is the thing. You know, I go into my shop where I get all my vitamins, and I'm seeing the whole section just towards keto. It's the buzzword. Your body is your own personal. It's personal. You have to get personal with your eating habits. You can't keep following this diet and that. Believe me, I've been on every diet you can possibly imagine. Even I get tricked in when I heard keto. It's like, wow, I heard that about 10 years ago. Now it's popular. Needless to say, you have to find out what's right for you. In order to get healthy, wealthy, and wise. And I'm not talking about wealthy monetarily. Maybe they were, but I'm not. I'm talking about when you have your health, you are wealthy. You really are. Because you can't buy. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care, you know, I don't care what you do. When you don't have your health, there's no amount of money you could ever have. No material things that you have are going to give you back your health. So it's a personal thing. I don't talk to people about, you need to be healthy. That's not my job. I just concentrate on me because I recognize that people are going to follow not what I say, but what I do. So I've had people say they don't realize my age. Somebody said it's probably the way you're eating. Maybe so. I don't know. But the reality is, I know for one thing, my wealthy has to start with my health. And it also helps me to also regulate my stress level, because that's a huge thing for me. And so I know now that the more I relax, let God be in control, recognize that, I feel centered and at peace. Breathing is another thing I'm discovering. But all I say to all of you, you have to find your healthy, wealthy, and wise. Hey, listen, thank you so much for listening to me today. You make it a great day. Next time you put something in your mouth, think about it. This is Diane Peters from jcharvestinvestments.com. You make it a great day. Oh boy.